Well, Jen, this morning here, we have Kelly with us. Kelly works at the Haven of Rest Ministries, and she works with our volunteers. She helps Jan pluck out. So, Kelly, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
Well, Kelly, we had you on a little while ago, but I think it was just the one time. So for our listeners, many of them may be familiar with Jan. If they've come into Haven of Rest, they probably had an interaction with Jan. But talk to us a little bit about how you've been partnering with Jan over the last few years and what roles you've been able to take on.
Yeah, so, you know, Jan and I are a mighty department of two, right, in the volunteer area. And so we've taken that and really split it up based on volunteer type, because we do get volunteers that come to us from a variety of places, individuals, groups, etc. And so my main responsibility is with what we call individual sort of regular volunteers. And these are just people from the community that have a heart to serve here at the Haven of Rest and might be looking for how we can use them. And so my job, but really more my privilege, is just to get to meet with these individuals, hear a little bit more about what brings them here, what's on their heart, and then try to match that with the needs that we have in the ministry so that we can find a place for people to serve and contribute in a way that's meaningful to them.
Well, you know, Jim and Kelly, we know the volunteers play a very important role here at the Haven of Rest Ministries. We just had an enormous event here, the Chick-fil-A event, where we needed volunteers. And I say this with a smile on my face. I mean, a lot of our listeners know Jan Pluck, and she has a full load of coming in the morning time, working with the volunteers. So when you started, which was how many years ago?
It's been almost two full years now.
So you can see the depth of the volunteers and the importance in regards to the relationship. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And it's a little bit of a running joke with Jan, but it's also the truth. She knows everybody. And I do think a lot of that is because she has been here such a long time, right? And she has such a heart for this ministry broadly, but also, you know, what she does, right? She just loves the volunteers, and she works so hard. And has for years and years to build a wonderful foundation of a volunteer program, right, that is thriving. I refer to it when I talk to our new volunteers about, I call it our army of volunteers, and that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. We have hundreds and hundreds of people who are active and in and out of this place every day, right, just helping us to get this work done. And I think Jan gets just huge credit, right, over these last 25 plus years, I think it is, right, mm-hmm. of just building that strong foundation. And a lot of that is about relationship building, right, and relationship nurturing. And she's just so good at that. And she's created this amazing foundation of both relationship but also process, right, volunteer a program, right, that helps us just keep that volunteer army thriving and growing, because it is vital, right, mm-hmm. to the ministry more broadly. And she's just created a wonderful platform that, as I've come in and gotten to know her and gotten to know more about it, you know, we've been able now to say, okay, how do we take that platform and start to move it, right, into how we manage it and carry it forward for the future, right? And that's the other thing I'll say about Jan, right? She's rooted in history, but she's also very open, right, to mm-hmm. changing and evolving as we see those needs need to change.
Absolutely.
Right?
So,
well, Reverend Kaiser, as we look at the ministry, there's so many folks who come to us in crisis, you know, and they're coming into the shelter, they're coming into our day rooms, they're coming in for a meal, maybe they're coming in to get clothes. And we have a lot of staff that are here. We have someone here 24/7, but to pull off what the Lord's called us to do with the need in the community and those who come to us, we absolutely could not do it without our volunteers. And so, Kelly, you've been doing some really important work kind of in the background mm-hmm. to make sure that we're maximizing the talents of the volunteers who are coming in, but then also, I think, marrying those talents to the needs of the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so share with our listeners a little bit, kind of big picture, what the volunteer department's been working through. I know you kind of have a vision going forward and some goals attached to it. So, and I think this will be important for our listeners to understand, like, when they become a part of Haven of Rest as a volunteer, it's it's really joining something much bigger than themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, thanks for the chance to talk a bit about that. And I touched on a little bit of it already, but I'll restate it. You know, if I think about the volunteer department, the mission of the volunteer department really is to support the broader mission of the ministry, right? And we see that the way that we do that is to find the right match of people whose hearts bring them here to serve, and then the needs of the ministry and how you connect those things together on an ongoing basis. So that just is the, I guess, the simplified statement of what we see as the mission of our volunteer department. And, you know, like I said, we have a really strong foundation of process, but we've been going through, and Jim, you know, right, over the last several months, kind of going through our operating manual, our procedures, our policies, and just looking at them and saying, okay, do these things still work and meet the needs, right, of ministry, of volunteer, and do they carry us into the future? And we orient that around a handful of goals, right? And it starts first with our volunteers, right? How do we make things easy for them to find us, to come into us, to get started with work? How do we create maybe some stronger platforms for staying connected and engaged with them, right? So that they know all the time how much they mean to us, so that we can communicate with them about emerging or new volunteer needs as they come up. So how do we create some relationship nurturing kind of processes and tools, right, to help us with that? And then also, how do we stay very active in understanding the needs of the ministry? So how do we work closely with all of the departments and all parts of the ministry and make it easy for them as well, right, to share with us, hey, here's the need that we have, now go find someone, right, for us. So we've got goals around both of those things, and so we've just been working through how do we make sure that we've got documented, repeatable, and working, right, sort of processes and approaches to it. And inside of that, we've been doing some things to really try to, I think of it as modernizing a bit, right? But again, all with the idea of making it efficient and easy for our volunteers. So we're trying to explore maybe using some technology in some different ways, you know, processes that have been pretty manual and maybe paper-based in the past. How do we take advantage of some of the capabilities that we have within systems that exist right here at the mission, but not just to use technology just for technology's sake, but as a way to make it easier, right, yes, for someone. Simple example, we have a paper volunteer application. We now also have an online volunteer application. Mm-hmm. And so, which maybe sounds a little funny here in 2023 to say, woo, we've, you know, started to use that online application, but we did that, right? We jumped in June and said, let's just start using it. And volunteer response to it has been super positive because they're like, yeah, just shoot me an email with the link to the volunteer application. And it makes it very easy, right? It, again, it's very easy for them to get their information back to us. So it's just continuing down that path, right, of using some new capabilities to make it efficient, pleasant, and easy, right?
Well, you know, Kelly, I hear a couple words that stick out to me: emerging, modernizing, putting things on digital. In saying all that, Jim and Kelly, you both know this, as we work with our volunteers, we don't want it just to be a one day. We want to make a connection with our volunteers. Yeah. And I know Jan and you both do very, very well at that. So I'd like to talk a little bit, because I, as I hear that word emerging, I think going back when Jan started 25 plus years ago, some of the needs were different back then than today. And we've actually expanded, because a lot of our volunteers have unique ways that they can service. I'll just name one. There are times that we might have a group that comes down and say, hey, we want to work outside and maybe put some mulch down, mm-hmm, on the property. So why don't you talk a little bit about some of the areas where our volunteers can help?
Yeah, so I think about that. There are some of the things that are very consistent, right, and have been ways we've used volunteers for years, yes, right? Like setting up for a meal,
yes,
or serving a meal. And those things will continue right into the future. But then there's also this idea, and it's actually part of one of our goals, is how do we get really creative in finding ways to use the talents, the skills, and the experience of people that want to come in here. So you mentioned, right, we have a lot of groups that will come in. And so as seasons move, right, we try to take advantage of the fact that, wow, we've got a group coming and they could help us do landscaping, for mm-hmm. example. As a matter of fact, we recently had a group from a local, you know, hardware organization, right, who wanted to come in and help us, and they were willing to provide the materials, and they helped us just landscape, right,
yes,
do some beautiful weeding and mulching and just getting our ground spruced up, right, for the season. So that's an example of, oh, well, here's, and again, our development department, right, plays a big part in that, right, because mm-hmm. they're connecting with those businesses. But here's somebody that's got this unique resource and ability. Let's bring them in and do something, right, that the mission needs. We had another business group come in recently, and they were willing to roll up the sleeves and paint, right? Painting is not something we
yes.
do every day, but we had the opportunity mm-hmm. to, wow, we've got a group here that wants to serve. Working with our facilities team, we said, hey, we've got hands, right? And so we were able to pull together a project to get some painting done, right? Which, again, is another kind of unique one. So I think it's just trying to be very open-minded and creative. And again, Jan's really good at this as well. I'm learning, right? But she's super great at saying, let's think out of the box a little bit, right? If we've got people coming, where are some places we could use them, maybe with special projects or some unique things just to get stuff done around here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That needs
yes.
to be done. And we just, on a day-to-day basis, we don't maybe have the resource to get at it because our resources are taking care of the people, right, that are coming mm-hmm. in, right? So,
now, Kelly, even as I hear you talk, one of the things that jumps out in my mind is, as volunteers are here, and they're, sometimes it's the extra stuff like you just described, going over and above, but even in the day-to-day things like serving a meal or making a bed, one of the things that our guests come through the door oftentimes, and it really, I think it applies to our bigger culture, they're looking for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for meaning. And
mm-hmm.
And they're often struggling to find it in different ways. And we're hoping, as we minister to them in the midst of their crisis, that they would find the ultimate place that we find purpose, which is in Christ.
Yeah.
But I think we also find that with our volunteers. Many volunteers,
yeah.
they have a heart to serve. Some know Christ, and they're living out that purpose by serving as a volunteer here. But others maybe don't know the Lord yet. And we actually get to minister to them as well. And they're finding meaning through serving. And so I know that speaks a little bit big picture to what we already mm-hmm. described, but maybe share some examples of some volunteer stories where they really found that connection here, that purpose in serving.
Yeah. There are two people that immediately come to mind as you mentioned that, and I won't get super specific, of course, but it touches on I sometimes think of it as the magic or the beauty, right, that you observe when you have a volunteer who has the chance to come in, connect to the broader purpose of the ministry, because that is one thing we try to give every volunteer the chance to see.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell them, whatever job you are doing, know that it enables this, right, this
yes.
bigger picture of the ministry. But when they come in and they get the chance to get in and just do the work, you see them, like, light up. So 2 weeks ago, I was walking through one of our departments, and a volunteer, she's a weekly volunteer, she was here, and I said hi to her, and she said, you know what, I'm almost at my year anniversary, right, as a volunteer.
Oh.
And I said, oh, well, early congratulations. And she just jumped in and just started talking about what it meant to her, right, to come in and to be able to be a part of this work. She comes in every week, once a week, and you could just tell, right, it just meant so much to her. And she was so excited,
mm-hmm.
right, that she had almost hit her year anniversary. And then I think of another gentleman who, again, came in initially. This probably got started with us several months ago. And, you know, just wanted to help however he could. And then as I noticed, right, just over the last few weeks, I would see him almost every day. And I would like, oh, hey, it's great to see you. And so it ended up that some things had changed in his life in terms of work, et cetera. And he had this place, right, to come and be, feel like he was productive and he was supporting something, right? And so he just, he comes almost every day because there's work for him to do, right? Mm-hmm. And he just feels really good about his ability to do that work. And so those are just two small examples. They don't get necessarily into more of the, I would say, spiritual side of it. But I think in both cases, right, it's kind of woven in there, right?
Yes.
Because they're like, because I think God created us, right? He created us to be, I don't know if productive is the right word, but he created us to be creative. And I think creativity comes with doing, right? And engaging. And so you see people that have a chance to come in and be productive in ways that touch, you can just tell it touches them. It's not just an activity, right?
Yes.
It touches their heart. And I, it's just really fun to watch and to see that happen with people. So,
well, you know, Jim, I can't believe it, but here we are just about out of time, Kelly. We could probably do easily two programs with this because, Kelly, even before you came down, you said, there's so much to talk about. But my last question to you as we wrap things up is, how could our listeners pray for you?
Oh, wow. I probably say the same thing every time somebody asks. If I think about it in terms of the ministry, I would say just, you know, pray that God continues to bring people here. Pray that we as a volunteer department continue just to listen and pay attention, right, to how we get people in and get them connected. And just pray, right, as we continue to forge a little bit of new territory, as we try out some new things. For me personally, I would say, just that I also, in my second year in, right, am just open to how God can use me here in some new ways in my life as well, and that I would just be listening and willing, right, to continue to step into that work. So.
Well, Kelly, I know our listeners are going to lift you up in prayer, and mm-hmm. we want to thank you for the great, great work that you're doing at Haven
yes.
of Rest. We really appreciate you, and thank you for coming on the broadcast today.
Oh, it's my honor. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kelly.